It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. It can be said that no other family has had a more significant impact on the early settlement of the Chautauqua Lake area than that of the Prendergasts. It's fascinating then to consider this settlement nearly did not happen. The year was 1766, and 39-year-old William Prendergast was put on trial in the Hudson Valley, charged with leading an armed revolt against landowners. When it was time for his trial, his 26-year-old Quaker wife, Mehitable, assisted in his defense and made a noticeable impression. However, the jury returned a verdict of guilty, and William was to be hanged for high treason. The persistent Mehitable refused to give up, and she rode on horseback from Poughkeepsie to Manhattan, 80 miles, to beg for her husband's life. Wearing a white dress with blue stripes, the young wife persuaded the governor to issue a stay of execution. King George III eventually issued a full pardon, and William was set free. Nearly 40 years later, the couple and their family set off for a new life in Tennessee. In all, 29 persons made up the travel party, including all 9 of the Prendergast children. But upon their arrival in Tennessee, they were very dissatisfied with the country, and the entire group turned back. They arrived in Erie, Pennsylvania in September 1805, and it was there they resolved to settle in the sparsely populated area of Chautauqua Lake, purchasing 3,500 acres of land near Mayville. William lived in the Mayville area for the rest of his life, dying on February 14, 1811, at the age of 84. Mehitable soon followed, passing on September 11, 1812, at the age of 74. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.